The Oscars are coming up this weekend, and here to tell us all about it with his surefire picks is that Oscar-winning rabbit. No, actually, the executive director of the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, Russ Collins. Now, last week when we talked, you said you had these picks, and they were pretty much sure things. Changing your mind today?
Well, you never know. But there are prognostications that seem pretty strong.
It's easy for you to say.
Exactly. And Argo for Best Picture seems to be something that has really collected momentum over the last few weeks. It's won the Screen Actors Guild and the Producers Guild and Directors Guild Award, the British Academy Award, Golden Globe. And so anyway, it seems like it's a pretty strong candidate, although, you know, Lincoln and Silver Lining Playbook and those kind of things were early rumors, as well as Zero Dark Thirty. But Argo's kind of the surprise front runner, but a pretty strong one. For director, Steven Spielberg, although this one's really up in the air. Ang Lee could win for Life of Pi, Michael Haneke for Amour. A lot of strong candidates there, but it appears that Steven Spielberg's the slight leader. The far ahead leader in Best Actor is Daniel Day-Lewis. That's considered almost a lock. Best Actress is another one that's way up in the air. Jennifer Lawrence might win for Silver Linings Playbook, but Emanuela Riva, who appeared in Amour, appears to be the front runner there, and she is really excellent. The Best Supporting Actor is one of the best stories. Or worse stories, depending on how you look at it. All five of the actors that are eligible in this category have already won Oscars. So it could be Robert De Niro, it could be Philip Seymour Hoffman, it could be Christopher Waltz. Anyone would be well worth it on this one. But it looks like Robert De Niro will probably win that one.
Best Supporting Actor, Robert De Niro. He said it.
And then Best Supporting Actress, Anne Hathaway, apparently out in Hollywood, the buzz, even before she was cast formally in Les Miserables, was that she should win this, which seems odd to me. But anyway, she's the front runner. But Amy Adams in The Master was very good. Sally Fields as Mrs. Lincoln was also very good. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah, are you saying there's some shenanigans going on here?
Well, I mean, it's a vote of Academy members who are dominated by actors. So that usually skews not so much the acting awards, but a lot of the other awards. Clicking through them one by one is not really good radio, so we probably shouldn't go all the way through. One of the films that I hope wins is Django Unchained for Best Original Screenplay, although Moonrise Kingdom was also a favorite of mine last year, and that would make a good original screenplay winner as well. And Best Animated Film, Frankenweenie, although all of those nominated films, Wreck-It Ralph, Brave, and a couple of others that I can't think of right this minute are all very, very strong. And Wreck-It Ralph may be the upset winner there. And I know that that's your odds on favor.
No, I'm pulling for Wreck-It Ralph.
Searching for Sugar Man seems to be a pretty strong candidate for Best Documentary Film. But that's a very, very unpredictable category. And the gatekeeper could win. Oh, yeah, absolutely. How to Survive a Plague is another one. But Searching for Sugar Man certainly would be strong in this particular market. If you have an opportunity today or on Sunday, just before the Oscars start, to go see the short films, if you haven't seen them already, we're playing at the Michigan Theater, and they're just great. They really, the animated short films, the live-action short films. Earlier this month, we played the short documentary films, and that will definitely give you a leg up in your Oscar poll if you've had an opportunity to see that. We're also playing Amour at the Michigan Theater, nominated for Best Actress, as well as Best Picture and Best Foreign Language Film. And it's expected to win the Best Foreign Language Film. I think that's another one that's kind of a lock, is Amour. It's an Austrian film that's set in France and done in French. And the Silver Lining Playbook is currently playing at the State Theater, and also a lot of multiplexes around, so you have an opportunity to check that out. And that's a leader in several categories, including Best Actress for Jennifer Lawrence. So there's lots of really you know, interesting twists that may take place with the old Academy Awards. It seems that Life of Pi will probably win a lot of the technical awards. Maybe editing, certainly a lot of art direction and that kind of thing. And it's a beautiful, very interesting film from a book that a lot of people consider to be unfilmable. And they made a very compelling movie.
Well, look who it took to film it. Yeah, I mean, he's fantastic.
Ang Lee, yeah, absolutely. And he might win Best Director. So there's going to be a lot of mystery as well of a lot of luck. And that will make Sunday night movie viewing or TV viewing interesting.
Well,
so
Seth MacFarlane's hosting?
He is.
Yeah, that should at least be fun.
Yes, it is. Well, he's the wacky voice guy from a lot of TV shows and a lot of movies as well. But he's very, very funny, and he could be one of those surprising in terms of he doesn't have a he's not a stand-up comedian that people widely recognize, like a Steve Martin or a Bob Hope or something like that. I know he's been working hard on it for months, and he should be a lot of fun. And if nothing else, we can hear lots of different voices. And if one character isn't hosting the film or the TV show particularly well, we'll have another voice and another character that can take over for him. Well, there are a few things that are opening up this week. One of them is a Dwayne Johnson, or you may know him as The Rock, film called Snitch, which is actually based on true events, although I've got to believe it's very loosely based on live events, on true events, because a lot of it is chase scenes in vehicles and various other things. But it's about a father whose teenage son is wrongly accused of a drug distribution deal, and he gets the permission of a U.S. attorney to actually go undercover and try to figure out what actually happened and how his son got framed and how he might be able to save him. And the initial reviews are actually pretty good for this, which is surprising given the nature of the film and also its release time. This time of the year, a lot of times they're putting films into release that they don't have a lot of much optimism for. And the film Dark Skies, which is a really nice cast with Carrie Russell as the wife and Josh Hamilton as the husband, is a supernatural thriller that follows a young family that lives in the suburbs, and their family comes under the threat. Their two kids, and they call in experts to figure out what's going on with this creepy haunted house, but it becomes clear it's going to be up to mom and dad to deal with the targeted evil forces that are turning their house and their family and their children into monsters. So they succeed. And again, one of the difficult things about Dark Skies is there's no advance reviews and it's being released this time of year. So maybe the studio doesn't have quite as much confidence in it as they might have if it had been released in December or even January or over the summer. We also have a Swiss film at the Michigan Theater that plays just a couple of days. It plays on Tuesday and Wednesday next week, the 26th and 27th. And it's a charming film about two young people, one 12-year-old boy and a 17-year-old girl, and their brother and sister, and they're left drifting without parents, and the boy, and they live in Switzerland near a ski resort, and they live down below the ski resort, and the boy every day after school goes up and frankly steals skiing equipment, takes it back into the town that they live in and sells it at a highly discounted price to the local kids, and that's essentially the income that this boy and girl have for their livelihood. Well,
that's Sister, right?
That's the name of the title. That's the name of the film, and they get the boy gets involved with actually a British criminal, and that kind of pushes him towards the edge of irredeemability, which causes his sister to wonder what's going on. And the reviews on this have been very strong. Again, it wouldn't get released in the States without that kind of thing. We have a film that's showing tonight at 7 o'clock called Greenhorns. It's a documentary that focuses on the new generation of farmers. There's a lot of these kind of green local food kind of documentaries that are coming out right now that are very, very compelling. If you're into fly fishing, we have the fly fishing film tour on tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and lots of other fun things that you can go. But it's Oscar weekend, so we'll see you in front of the TV on Sunday evening.
And for the rest of the time, it's cold outside. Go to the movies.
That's right. And ta-ta from the Oscars.